Next up. Mansplaining. Okay. Kill me now. Okay. Actually, just before I get going, to those gentlemen who have brought their female partners with them, whose female partners were unaware of this word up until this moment, to those gentlemen, I apologise, because you're about to never win an argument again, okay? So I'm sorry about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99. Yeah!
But I'm like, it's Cardi B.
Yeah.
What are you people complaining about? Like, what is there to bitch about? It's a Cardi B song. The fucking...
Is there people bitching?
About the... Yes, of course there is. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's gross.
Yes. All
that's
kinds
gross.
Of people. And I'm like, dude... And I guess it's about the whole females being sexual thing. Again, I haven't heard the song yet, but like...
I can't wait to play
it. But I'm like,
if
anybody... Okay, so it's okay... for females to be sexualized by men in society, but it's not okay for a female to be sexual.
This is the subject for the day, is it not?
I don't get it.
Welcome to Keeping It 99. My name's Eagle. Fuck it. You're Redbeard. Let's get into this.
What up?
We don't have much time today, but today's a special episode. I would love to talk about Northeast Ohio metal, but you guys quit on us, so here we are today talking about...
Play some shows, we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about something that I've been into heavily lately, and that is Megan Thee Stallion.
Dope as fuck.
She is absolutely... She is...
I did a little deep dive on her on YouTube one day, man, and she was, yeah.
So did we. Jessica said she should be our third Z's.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
and you're like, yeah, she should.
You did you ever hear about my story about running into Megan Thee Stallion in real life?
No.
Okay, so last year up at the Fairlawn Walmart.
Okay, now you ran into what's his name at the Fairlawn Walmart?
Meek Mill.
Okay, so she was with him?
Meek Mill. Yeah, she was on tour with him that day.
Okay,
she was playing at the Blossom with him. Now here's how this went down. Was we ran into Meek Mill. He called my daughter a cutie pie. It was a great thing. Meek Mill automatically gets into my top five. We go inside. There's a bunch of people that are obviously like part of this whole entourage, like pajama pants, a lot of grocery carts filled with fucking pillows.
They look like people that sleep on buses.
Right. Right. But there was one. There was one woman who was with another woman who was... This other woman was, like, rocking pajamas, whatever. But there was one woman that was not. She was wearing, like, this, like, red short skirt. Like, hair absolutely did...
She walked into Walmart killing it.
It was Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh!
So, at the time, I did not realize that this was Megan Thee Stallion. I didn't know she was on tour with it. So, I'm walking with Paige behind this... And I go behind this woman that I'm just like, the ass is amazing.
Yeah, you're like, behind this...
Fucking
behind
amazing.
This thing
she smells amazing.
I have to walk behind.
She was so fucking incredibly hot that I went home and I told Jessica that I saw this woman that was just beyond stunning.
Yeah, like, mind-blowingly.
Like, she was definitely not from Akron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like I've never seen a woman from Akron look like, where, oh, man, this wind's gonna fuck me
she
up.
She was leagues out.
Yeah. This wind's all like, fuck you, microphone. Poof, 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 poof. So I end up going on the Instagram because I was all excited about the Meek Mill whatever encounter, and I told my wife about this like fucking stunner of a woman that I saw, which ended up being Megan Thee Stallion, because on the Instagram I saw Megan Thee Stallion's post and I was like, that was the fucking woman, like holy shit.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Is she short?
Oh yeah, kind of like shorter than me, you know.
Okay,
I mean?
So
like,
okay, and is she as hot in person as she is?
She's hotter. She was like I said, I don't see girls and go to my wife and go, baby, like I wanted to put my tongue in this person's ass. I've never done that before.
Right, but this time I did.
I was just like, I would put my tongue in this fucking woman's ass.
That's
and Jessica even stated the other day, she goes, if you cheated on me with Megan Thee Stallion, you know, I would get it. I would never want you to cheat ever, but I'd get it.
Megan Thee Stallion is an absolutely incredible rapper who is putting out banger after banger. Like, she's doing more with this fucking pandemic than any other musician I've seen. This chick got fucking shot recently and was like, yo, I gotta go do a video with Cardi B.
It was in her foot. But she still got shot.
She still took it like a G, and she didn't even act like a bitch about it. Like the next day, she was like, "Don't."
But that's like, I got shot in my foot.
Whoops.
Oh,
my bad.
You gonna shoot me in my pinky toe?
Oh, now you gonna shoot me in my pinky toe?
Oh shit. Megan Thee Stallion. The first song I ever heard from this chick was a song called "Reeler," and like I was in love then. Like I was just like, oh my god, this is exactly what the fuck hip hop needs, because it needs a fucking turnaround. When I see twerking girls in a Jay-Z video, I'm not like, I can jerk off to that. But when I see Cardi B or even a Nicki Minaj, or you know what I'm saying, like an Iggy Azalea, but especially a Megan Thee Stallion, like I gotta give it some fucking love, because I'm like, these are women that are doing their own shit and doing the twerking, and I don't feel like it's so fake.
Well, because the other girls are twerking in those videos because that's how they can get in the videos.
Yeah.
These women are twerking in their videos,
yes,
because they want to twerk. That's their ass. They're like, check me out, I'm bouncing this shit, and I own this shit.
So just the other day, this is the big one that just dropped. The scene, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me, quit, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a call while you ride that dick. Why you really ain't never got a fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, fuck this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy. Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke, not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead. Oh, that's the one, that's where I'm headed. Pussy credit. So
right, so there was a bunch of people that were pissed off about this song because it was so overtly sexual,
which is insane.
Dude, I've literally spent my entire life listening to, and I'm gonna say my entire life, because I started listening to rap music when I was like fucking seven,
right,
6, 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
And then you know, gangster rap and all like the real vulgar shit, Too Short,
yeah, oh man,
DJ Quick, right? So like, I've been listening to that since I was young. So we've been listening to dudes talking about what they're gonna do,
yeah,
with their dick to some pussy and some ass and bitches sucking dick,
mm-hmm,
and all this shit.
Oh, that's nasty.
Literally my entire fucking life.
Right.
But now it's a problem because some empowered women fucking talk about what they're about to do.
What's really, really fucking cool though about it all is like, these women are selling way more than any of these dude rappers are right now. Like, honest to God, like fucking Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion, who's blowing the fuck up. Megan Thee Stallion just did a remix with Beyonce, where Beyonce came out hard as fuck. Beyonce spit a bar. Like, she spit some bars?
Yeah, I heard that.
TikTok when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you want to see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low, then swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame. Gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain.
Oh, it was so good. And here's another thing. This is why Megan Thee Stallion is legitimately currently my favorite rapper. Is that song that we just listened to, WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, that got me laid twice yesterday. Yeah! Did. It fucking did. It got me laid. Like, just putting that song on, like, it just happened.
Jess was like, you know what you're about to do?
Yeah.
That thing that she just said.
Like, this is, like, the actual paradigm shift in hip-hop. For the first time ever. I've never seen, like, Salt and Peppa was a big deal.
Yo-Yo was like the first mainstream kind of gangster chick that was spitting bars, right? Like,
yeah.
Yo-Yo was like the first one, I think.
It's took Gangsta Boo how long before, like, Run the Jewels really is like
dude, that was the first time I heard Gangsta Boo's name in years.
Like, over
and
a decade.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Gangsta Boo is, I mean, and fucking, like, Lil' Kim kind of, you know, Lil' Kim was, but Lil was Kim, little, in like, and out.
Mostly out. Like, she, and she had, she could have stayed, but she went crazy.
And I mentioned Salt-N-Pepa was a good comedy. Like, you know, I mean, like, they had some hits. Like, the early 90s, Salt-N-Pepa, they had some hits, but then it just kind of, I don't even know what happened.
Like, and, like, you know, TLC.
Right.
Right? But if Left Eye tried to break off from fucking TLC, the group, and go do her own thing as a rapper, she would have never made it.
No.
She still would have been burning down fucking Audrey Rison's house.
Right. Da Brat went too far in the direction of being, like, tough guy. Like, she wanted to not be sexualized, I think. And that
she's kind of like the Billie Eilish of rap.
She kind of, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Because it's the same style. Mm-hmm. Like, baggy ass, sweatpants, sweatshirts.
Right. And from this homie Jay and his newfound friend. I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for yo G. It's the BRAT. Putting a dip in your hip from right to left. I feel weird. Jessica and I, we go on these, like, rabbit holes because, like, this, like, Megan Thee Stallion, I've been a fan of for a while now. And, like I said, she keeps putting out banger after banger after banger. Right. Last album, Sugar, just came out a few months ago. Fucking another just killer. Like, I mean, the hooks are fucking amazing. The bars are amazing. The music's amazing. And it's not just like, oh, well, this girl twerks. But, like, when you see the videos, you can't help but to be like, she's unreal. Same thing with a lot of them, like Nicki and fucking Cardi and
look,
stuff.
I watched Megan clap it.
Yeah.
She was clapping it. Mm-hmm. And still, I was like, she's so smart. That's how I was thinking of it. Because if you listen to her shit,
yeah,
like, she's a smart chick. She can write. And like, she's really good, dude.
She can not only write, she can also, she's a total package. She can totally perform just as good as anybody. I highly recommend the NPR Tiny Desk. She does a concert.
She do one?
She does a concert and she destroys it.
Ooh.
She has a whole band.
I love some Tiny Desk.
Everything. And she is fucking incredible. She seems, you know, it's like you said, you've done the rabbit hole on her before. I've done the YouTube rabbit hole. I just did it the other night. And, like, yeah, like, she just seems like such a fucking good person.
Yes.
Like, a very solid human fucking being.
Yep.
Her favorite horror movie is Evil Dead, which that's what made my wife go, she could be our thirdsies. You know what my wife doesn't say? 17 years of being married. Let's bring somebody else in here. But, like, now she's like Megan Thee Stallion. Now I gotta figure this shit out, which is, like...
You know what I mean? When me and Erica were together, like, they, like... I told her, like, I get it, man, if you end up fucking Bam Margera.
now it's very, very possible.
I sent her a picture of him the other day where he's, like, cross-eyed and shit and, like, really overweight. And I feel so bad for Bam, dude. But, yeah, I sent her that picture, and I was like, is he still the one that you would?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's so fucked up.
But back to your point, I hope more people are paying attention to what's going on as far as the shift in hip-hop, because I feel like this is probably, maybe because I'm a mark for Run the Jewels, I think since Run the Jewels, this is the biggest thing to happen to hip-hop music.
In 20 years.
Yeah, for sure. Women have been notoriously told that they can't spit bars, that they can't rap. And honestly, 20 years ago, if you would ask me to be like, who's your top 10 favorite female rappers, I would be stumped. I'd be like, oh, there's Ra Digga. Remember her? Fucking Flip Mode. She was Busta Rhymes. Like, every crew at that time, like Nelly and Busta, they had the crew.
The token chick.
Yeah. Everybody had the token chick. Ra Digga was one of them. I'd be like, Gangsta Boo, Pepper, you know what I mean? Like, you would start to trail off about 5, 6, whatever. And now it's just like I keep finding more and more women that are putting out awesome videos, doing collabs with people like Beyonce, fucking Queen B, I love you, girl. And they're selling more than the dudes are. And the message that they're putting in, that they're not anybody's fucking property. And they're letting the dudes know. They're letting you know, dude rappers, that they're in charge. They're in charge of this shit. You'll never catch me calling these niggas daddy. No. I ain't lying by my nut just to make a nigga happy. Nigga lifestyle when a nigga can't fit a magnum. It never happened if the dick wasn't snapping. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit.
finish income on my outfit. On my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad. They wanna hurt me.
And, you know, Cardi B might not be the most respected chick on the planet because of her fucking lifestyle, but she has a large following.
I thought you were going to say tongue.
Large following.
Have you seen her tongue?
No, I did, yeah.
It's like so long that she could like...
She could blow you and give asshole. You a rim job
yep,
at the same time.
At the exact same, yes. Like, curly.
Definitely.
Up there. Yeah, I saw Cardi B perform at the AVN Awards, you know, the adult video...
Yeah.
Fucking the porn shit.
The porn awards.
She should have won a fucking porn award for her performance at the AVN Awards. Like, yeah. They should have just gave her a fucking trophy afterwards. Because I was like, Like, you know, you ever come without actually touching it? You ever do that? I feel weird.
It's happened in my life.
Because I do. I wasn't sure at first when I started getting into, like, I started listening to Megan Thee Stallion, then it kind of, like, drifted off. I started listening to this girl, Doja Cat, and I was like, man, I'm really into these songs. And Jessica, you know, if we have a shared interest in shit, like, I'm all about it because it's super rare for her and I to, like, be on the same page with the same music.
Right.
And she was like, oh, this shit's fire. And I was like, yeah, you know, it is fire. We can say that. We're in our 30s. And I was like, it is. It's right? Am I wrong? But, like, the videos are so sexual. So much ass, so much titties that, like, I legitimately feel weird because I can't stop smiling when we watch them. So, like, last night, laying in bed, just, like, smiling. Like, seriously, dude. I was just like we were watching this video for a song called Captain Hook, which, once again, suggest people go check this fucking video out.
Dope-ass song.
It's about having a little bit of curve in your wiener.
That's what she just talked about it on that song.
Yeah. They like a little bit of a hook. She says like, "Give my pussy an uppercut." Like the fucking like, "Oh, I will if you know I'm allowed to." Now, my wife said it was okay.
Thirdsies.
It's our thing. She's a thirdsies. And but yeah, I was just watching the video like the whole time just smiling like, "Hey." I can't get the grin off my face. And like I'm looking over at Jessica and Jessica's just kind of looking at me like, "Tone it down a little bit." And I'm like, "I can't."
Dude, I literally said, we were watching Shark Tank, and these two good-looking girls come on Shark Tank, and I was like, my God, they're tall. And Heather looked at me and was like, that's enough. I was like, because I made an observation about their height, and she was like, I know what you're doing.
All right. Goddamn.
All right. Goddamn.
You think it's ever gonna happen for heavy, like the heavy metal music?
What do you mean?
Like it's such a dude dominated.
Oh, there's a, you know,
Ginger,
dude. Ginger.
Okay, Ginger.
Tatiana right now is like, seriously, is everybody on YouTube at least?
Mm-hmm.
She's the queen of metal. The orgy is on a tight on his side. Get that Simon down, watch you out inside. They've crowned Tatiana,
that's cute,
the queen of metal.
I can get that.
And I'm like, look, man, I get it. She has the best voice in metal.
She does.
There isn't a better voice in metal.
That band, like everything about, yeah, you're right.
Dude,
you're
their
right.
Bass player is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I can't remember his name, Roman? I don't know if that's his name or the guitar player's name. Either way, that fucking bass player, his bass lines, sexy as fuck. Mm. That fucking guitar player fucking kills it with the riffs. Their drummer, fucking amazing. And then Tatiana has the fucking widest range. Look, man, like, I'm a fucking Courtney LaPlante fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still, to me, Courtney's the best, okay? Right. But, admittedly, she does not have the range that Tatiana has.
Sure.
It's still awesome, but yeah, can it happen in metal? It's happening now in metal.
You think so? You think absolutely? You think it's like an actual shift, or is it just
no?
Like,
there's more and more bands that are female involved. You want to call it female fronted bands,
yeah,
or just chick drummers, whatever. Like, I think it's. Is there a large shift in the paradigm that you can notice like hip hop? No, because metal isn't out there like hip hop is. Like,
right. Hip-hop,
do you know what I mean?
Hip hop's more character driven than metal and shit. So
and
like,
way more mainstream.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than metal. Metal's for always sure. Going to be a very underground thing. Like when you're fucking, you know, you label bands. You know, Metallica's metal.
Right.
That's metal and mainstream is Metallica. And I'm like, that is so like watered down as far as what metal is.
And they're like, and that band's been around for 40 years.
Yes.
Isn't that weird? That like
good,
the biggest.
For sure. For them.
But is it not peculiar though? That like the biggest name in metal is like a band that's been around from longer than like most people.
From like 81 and doesn't even play heavy like they used to.
Mm-mm.
Like they made their career off of heavy thrash music and they don't play that shit no more and haven't since early 2000s.
Yeah.
So, late 90s. Fuck, dude. Load came out in the fucking 90s. Mid-90s. 96.
Yeah.
95, 96. So since then.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, they did the Hardwired.
Okay.
But, like, that was, like, one of those too little, too late type deals, you know what I mean? Like, I looked at the Hardwired record and the one before, Death Magnetic, where everybody's like, yo, you gotta listen to it, though.
Death Magnetic sucked.
They want heavy again. And I always looked at Metallica as that band that you dated, that you loved, that you fell out of love with because they changed.
Yeah.
But then, like...
Then you were like, maybe there's still a chance.
Yeah, and then after a while, like, you find a new love. For me, it was somebody like Gwar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I fell in love with my Gwar or like a fucking, you know, some sort of death metal band or whatever it was. And then somebody's like, hey, that Metallica's actually doing thrash again. And I'm like, good for them, but like, I've moved on. You know what I mean? Like, too little, too late. If they would have done this in 94, maybe we'd still be together. But now, no. I've moved past, and I don't even buy it. Like, even when I heard Hardwired, I was like, you guys are just doing this to fucking appease like old guys like me. Like, people that don't even really listen to metal music.
Right.
It's like,
they listen to what used to be considered metal.
Yeah. And then they're just like, yeah, this shit's so fucking good. Like, they're the guys that talk like that. That's literally their voice. Yeah. Like, fucking, dude. Like, it's fucking killer. It's fucking, gotta check it out. It's super fucking heavy.
You ever heard of Celtic Frost, dude?
You ever heard of Celtic Frost? Yeah. You guys ever hear of Diamond Head?
Fucking so, Diamond. Okay, so here's the thing about that shift, right?
Yeah.
Is that... I think it kind of started with baby metal, right? Even though the baby metal's gimmicky.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
But they were like a very popular female metal act.
Yeah, like...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it kind of started there where people were kind of comfortable with the idea of like, fuck, these chicks, you know, they're awesome. And then, you know, too little too late for Ginger, I guess, because that Vakken 2019,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was in August. And then... They come off of that and go right into COVID, and then there's just nothing.
Yeah.
So I think that she was probably, like, really getting ready to...
I mean, obviously, they still can. Because, like you're saying, like, they are, like, right now, currently, they're one of the bands that, like, my friends will go... Have you heard Ginger? You know, I have at least three text messages from the past 6 months.
Awesome,
you know, from somebody
shit.
Like Joel, you know, our dude Joel and shit, like somebody being like, yo, have you checked out Ginger? And I think he was the one that would my one dude was the one that got me to like, I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And I saw it and I remember being like, I don't think I would like them half as much if I didn't have a crush on her. Seriously. Yeah. See, I was just like, because like, sure, the music's good and shit, but like, I listen to Devin Townsend, I listen to prog metal.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard it all before. Like, Meshuggah, dude, in like the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, I heard it, dude.
Yeah.
So like, I get like technical, like, you know, that shit, that fucking weird tuning and like extra guitar strings and extra bass strings. And like, I get it. You guys are all studio session, very talented. You guys had a fucking, you probably Dream Theater was your template when you first started playing. Your first song was probably a Dream Theater song. Like, you guys are obviously really good, but like, it's also like, it's also kind of, some of it's kind of pretentious feeling, but then when you bring her into it, her cadence is really good. Like you're saying, her range, like, she's really, really, really good.
If
she brings a lot to it. And then when you see them live, like, it's just like, oh yeah, crush. Like,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Like, it's,
yo,
like,
dude, they're so
there's not a person, male or female, trans, non-binary, doesn't matter who you are, you have a crush on the fucking lead singer of Ginger. Like, it's
like everybody.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I watched
straight girls swoon over her.
So I think that kind of appeal is a thing that, like, when, you know, things start kind of shifting back to the way things, you know, were, or whatever the new normal is that finds people being able to tour and get their shit out there, I think that'll definitely work for them. And I would just like to see more of it. Because Ginger can't be the soul, obviously. We sound like dudes like and I sound like I'm talking like bands like L7 don't fucking exist. L7 exists, don't get me wrong.
Okay,
like,
but are they hard?
Yes, L7 I know.
L7 wasn't fucking heavy, dude. L7 was all right. They're cool.
Right.
They're cool.
Yeah, we saw Crisis in concert.
Are they Iwabo? No.
No.
Absolutely fucking not.
No. No, not as far as like mainstream success.
Not even on the level of Arch Enemy. As far as heaviness goes, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry. It's just, they're just not. Like, I dig L7. I've seen them live and shit.
They're cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck.
And they barely aged, man. Them women have barely aged.
Yeah, I think it's because they never wore makeup or anything. I think it's because they didn't wreck their fucking skin with a bunch of bullshit. They were all very natural females.
Hey, yeah, and I think they missed, like, hard drugs and shit, too.
Also, yeah.
Seriously. I watched, there's a documentary on Amazon Prime. People want to check it out about L7. It's really fucking solid. It's really good. It's really just a bunch of cool fucking ladies. Good shit.
Yeah, I really think as far as the female metal thing, I think was probably on a big upswing when everything died. So not to say that it still can't fucking happen or come back, you know what I mean? When everything does start back up, if it starts back up ever, that, you know, they're still going to be on top. Spirit Box is still going to be on top of the game. Ginger's still going to be on top of the game. So, we'll see.
I wish them luck. I mean, if Ginger could only twerk, you know, it would definitely.
Dude, have you seen her dance?
Mm-hmm.
You better calm down, man. So, I think we got, look, just because you haven't seen her twerk.
No,
I'm not saying she can't twerk, because she's got a hell of a body roll.
When I kicked it with Joel Money one night, we were drinking, and he's going through YouTube videos and shit, and he's like, oh, you gotta see this video. I'd already seen it. It was them live.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, like, I was like, you know, I was like, oh, she's about to do that body roll thing. She might have been. She was doing that body shake like a snake thing. Like, ooh, I'm a belly dancer.
Her body roll.
She started doing
on
that.
Point.
But like, as right as soon as she's about to do it, he's like, wait for it. And you can just see
boner.
Yeah, it was just boner time. And I was like, all right, I gotta go,
bro. I don't feel comfortable having a boner in the same room as you with your boner.
We're boner bros right now. Broners.
Nobody wants to be broners.
Nobody wants to be a broners.
And again, like, look, Megan Thee Stallion is, in my opinion, far more talented than the Cardi B. Cardi B just has her whole thing about her. When she came out, you know, like, there was a lot of drama and a lot. Her video is very fucking out there, and she is very out there.
She looks like she was created in a fucking factory. There's something about Cardi B where it's just like, it's like you're not even a real fucking person.
Yeah, you're a droid.
I mean, then again, I could probably say the same for like Megan or most women. Like, I'll be honest with you, dude. I really dig women, like the way they look.
That's how it usually works.
Like, I know it's not, like, cool of me to say it's 2020 and shit, but I like the way women look, man. I like boobs and butts and bellies and elbows.
Everybody likes all that. I'm a faces, from the, you know, from the
hairs,
the feet to the forehead type of dude.
Yeah.
You know? I like all that.
But Megan, I would honestly put her skills up there with any good fucking MC you can think of. With anyone.
Yeah.
Like, anyone. I've been listening to her shit for a good grip now. And, like, yeah, go through. And what she's doing, once again, other musicians that aren't doing shit, because fucking Annabelle's is closed. She's constantly putting out shit left and right that is just making me get laid and want to fucking groove. And you're not doing that, and so...
How come iPhones can take really good videos and shit, but all these bands haven't put out a bunch of awesome videos?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, all you local bands, like, you have no reason. Like, I know you have a friend who's a photographer who can...
You're making me choke on my slushy, dog, or my fucking smoothie.
God damn it, you just said that.
How come you haven't fucking put out no videos or nothing? Anything funny, anything, man.
Photographer. Everybody just takes pictures now.
Everybody's a photographer and a model. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Jesus Christ, man. Back in the day, you couldn't catch me without one of two things, a camcorder or a camera. Was I ever a photographer? No!
Was I a filmmaker?
No! I was a dude who had a camera and a camcorder. Fucking, I took some pictures of some shit and I videotaped some shit.
I'm a photographer.
Oh, hey, here's my card. Maybe you can hire me for shut up!
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We're just going to keep talking about whatever it is we want to talk about until metal musicians around the area. I'm looking around. I don't see any of them anywhere.
Yeah. Do something.
Goose, where you at? Nowhere? All right.
Kenny's not around? No?
No.
Kenny?
Guys?
No Bobby?
No, no, no festivals? No music videos?
Again, break out your iPhones because they record really well.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy next week's episode where we talk about jazz.
Jazz hands.
We're going to talk about jazz hands next week and about why we think that dudes doing jazz hands is the new thing.
You know,
it's about time that guys got into jazz hands.
If we're going to go ahead and do a show about jazz, then, you know, Canderia is going to have to...
Yeah.
Canderia is going to have to be talked about.
Yes, and, you know... The other jazz people that I can't think of.
Citrone, right? Is he jazzy?
Citrone?
Citrone's kind of jazzy, right?
Probably.
Isn't he jazzy?
He's like one of those dudes who's like, yeah, I like jazz, but like deep down inside, he's like, I know like Louis Belson.
I think he's jazzy because he tunes pianos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he plays drums.
Thelonious Monk was a piano player, and he was jazzy.
If any musician in a band, in a metal band, is going to like jazz, it's going to be a drummer. Like, they're all like, ta 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 ta.
You can use the brushes.
Thanks for listening. Go check out Megan Thee Stallion. Please do. If you want to have sex with your significant other, I also suggest putting that shit on and just being like, oh, what is this? What is this, darling? I'm sorry, baby. What's her? I'm just watching some She Will Fuck You to Megan Thee Stallion. If she's anything like
his wife did. So.
She did twice. Yeah. To the wet ass pussy song. She's like a 36-year-old white mom. That's all I'm saying. Is my wife is a 36-year-old white mom, and I put on wet ass pussy, and I got laid twice.
I was just talking about yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, she used to work at Auntie Anne's Pretzels. So, 36-year-old white mom who used to work at a pretzel store.
Yeah, and you put on some wet ass pussy, and she's like, what's up? She's like twerking, doing all kinds of weird shit. She called me the wife. She called me the N-word once. I was like, what are you doing?
Whoa.
She's like, sorry, I just got like way lost into it. All right, that last part's not true. I promise. All right, until next time. My name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
We love you, motherfuckers.
I do.
Bye.
Girls in the hood are always hard. Ever since 16, I've been having a job. Knowing nothing in life, but I gotta get rich. You could check the throwback pics. I've been that bitch. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit. I do spinning hot income shit. On my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. Spinach income on my outfit. I don't text quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, they wanna hurt me.
Surprise, motherfucker.